Hello?
Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. This is Tina.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
I was trying to reach you. I think you may have been talking to Aaron in regards to our account.
Okay.
The company is called Colorful Design.
Yes, I have it in front of me, the account.
Okay. So we were trying to get back into the dashboard, like to see, because we really didn't see a lot of results from the efforts that we made in trying to work together. And
okay.
He was telling me that there was like some missed opportunities that we on our dashboard that we didn't know. Like, I have you on speaker, by the way, and he can.
Okay. No problem.
We can both have some input here and try to put our heads together and figure things out. So,
the only reason you're getting that glitch where you can't get into the dashboard is because there's a past due payment on the account. So the system will kind of say, oh, your account's suspended. Click here to activate. If you try to go on the dashboard, it won't give you full access to the dashboard. And that's just kind of a friendly reminder that the payment's past due. So once that goes through, you guys will have full access again.
Okay. And, so can you kind of like remind us, like, what type of support would we have if we reactivate our account? Because, and also just to understand like the type, how would we be notified from the customers? Is it just that we would go in there and check our dashboard, or would we get like direct calls? Because we really didn't get that much traffic at all.
I see. Okay. I see where your concern is. Okay. So this program is designed to put you on the first page of Google and have people call you directly. Okay. So you don't have to worry about, looking for a lead or anything like that. So, if, for instance, in the time that you've been with us, let me just double check this. Your company has already been found on the first page of Google 3,907 times, and you've had 44 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Okay. Now, on the website that we built for you, there is a contact form at the bottom of the page. So most people, when they find you on the first page of Google, they're going to click to call you or click to your site for immediate contact. However, there will be occurrences where they can't call you right that moment because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So they can absolutely fill out that form, and you'll get notified when that form is filled out that there's a lead coming through your site. But those are far and few between. Most people won't fill that out because they've already talked to you by then. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now, when they fill that out, it goes to our email. Is that correct?
Correct. It'll go to your email when they fill that out.
Okay. No, and Aaron is saying that how come he really didn't have, like any calls, or being that there was so much, clicks and interest, like we really didn't, it just dissolved. Like we didn't get any calls. We didn't really get much action.
So I think what you should do maybe is start asking people when they call you how they found you. And you're going to hear all day long, I found you online. I looked you up on the internet. I saw you on Google. All of that is as a result of this program. So I'm showing 3,907 times you guys were found with 44 Google actions, which include 33 clicks to your website, 11 clicks to call you from the first page, and 4,338 image views to your images on your Google business page. I'll screenshot this page and send it to you just so that you can see it, because you can't get on the dashboard. But again, once the account is in a good standing, you'll have full access to the tracking again.
Right. But okay, so the what was your question? So we would have had like 11 calls in 3 months is what you're saying?
No, 11 clicks to call. So if somebody does a search and you come up on the first page and they happen to be on their smartphone, they can click to call you and it'll ring you directly. But if they're on a regular computer or laptop, they can't click to call you. In that case, they'd have to actually dial your number, and that happened 33 times. So 11 clicks to call with 33 clicks to your website.
I see.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they clicked to the website, but not that they called you directly. Like they showed interest, in other words.
Right. Well, usually when someone clicks your website, they're clicking with the intention of calling you, right? So those usually convert into at least a phone call. But that, if they called you from a regular computer, like if, you know, they saw you on a regular computer, chances are they can't click to call you. They can only click to call you if they find you while they're on a smartphone.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I want to look at one more section here, though, on your dashboard, because I think that this is going to be pertinent. Because you guys have a pretty large Google ad budget with us, which is great. So in the time that you've been with us, in the Google ads, you were found an additional 10,252 times with 379 clicks to your site. So I'm going to put a second screenshot in the email so that you can see. The first screenshot was from the activity that you got from the local map section of Google, and that's unlimited clicks. You're there 24 hours a day. It's the highest revenue generating section online. And then on top of that, you guys run $300 worth of Google ads each month, and those are for the pay-per-click ads that run at the top of the page. So right now you kind of have the best of both worlds, but you can play around with the budget a little bit. And what I mean by that is, you know, right now the account is past due for $349. Let's say that you tell me, oh, I really like the Google ads, but I don't want to spend that extra $300. I want to modify it to $100. We could do that, and then you'd only have to pay us $249 to get the account up to speed.
Okay. So we're trying. Yeah, we're just kind of struggling right now with leads right now, and we're not like really, I mean, we understand the importance of investing in that, but right now we're kind of like not in the position to kind of bring the account even up to date, you know, because, and also again, like being that we haven't had any results to kind of help us move things along, you know, it's kind of hard to see, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, you know what I mean?
Yes, I understand where you're coming from. Well, I want to let you know that the account is past due for $549, and let's say you guys wanted to cancel. I can't even cancel the account with a past due balance, and that's because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 18th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. Okay, so the good news is that you're only past due for $549 because come November 18th, that would reoccur to $1,098. It will continue to reoccur until this settles. So what you could do if you wanted to keep the cost as minimal as you can and still get everything up to speed, is you could take the Google Ads off completely, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay? But I want to ask you, just in determining whether that would even be a good option for you or not, is do you do most of your business locally there to Davie, or where do most of your clients or your service area usually originate from?
It's Davie, it's Weston, it's Coral Springs, Pines, Miramar. So it's, how many, like, what's the radius, would you say? 25 miles? It's like a 25-mile radius from Davie, like from where we are.
Okay. So I definitely wouldn't take the ads off altogether, because that just means that you'll be found on Google in Davie and maybe a couple of the immediate surrounding areas. You won't get like a 25-mile reach. But with the ads, of the 10,252 times you were found, 4,582 you were found from Miami, 344 times from Miramar, 344 from Hollywood, Princeton 248, so on and so forth. So there's 107 different areas where you're getting a reach right now, okay? So let's say that you know that Coral Springs, for example, or Weston is a high-end area and it's very lucrative for you and you get a lot of business there. What I would do if I were you is, rather than having a $300 budget that covers 107 areas in a radius, is I would cut that down to $100 and just target those areas that you told me, Davie, Weston, Coral Springs, Miramar, maybe keep it to 3 to 5, because how the ads work is, we've been sending $300 each month to Google to run those ads for you, right? And then we set a $9 a day max budget. And that's a good thing. That will prevent you guys from getting an unexpected bill. That will never happen because we put a cap on it. So each month or each day in the morning, your ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it, okay? But once people start clicking on you, money comes out of the budget. So let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is a dollar and you have a $9 a day max budget. After nine people click on you, your company will rotate off and another company will rotate on. And sometimes it's not as wise to have a larger budget and have a huge service area, because your ads may go up at 6 in the morning and by 6:30 they've already rotated off because you're showing in such a large area. So if you condense that to maybe 3 or 5 targeted areas, you would be perfect to even reduce the budget to 100. With that 100, you'll still get a $3 a day max budget, but it will probably last you longer in the targeted areas where you actually do get most of your work. You know what I mean? So I think that would be the smartest thing to do, is I can, you know, reduce that past due balance from the 549 to the 249. And you guys don't have to pay that today. You know, if you're struggling, you can, you know, take a week or so and get everything up to speed. But then once it is, there's a fresh batch of ads that go out, and then we would target those specific areas for you rather than that huge radius. Because you might be getting clicks right now from people that are, or not people, I shouldn't say that, but maybe areas that are undesirable to you. Maybe, you know, jobs where it's not very profitable or what have you, and then money still comes out of that ad budget, right? So it might be better to, you know, kind of put your heads together and give me those 3 to 5 areas and run it that way instead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that I think that's going to be the best way to move forward.
Okay.
If we can reduce it, and then, you know, give us about a week to, you know, see if we can make that payment and bring the account current. And,
okay.
And then we'll take it there. So we would like to definitely include
Give me a second, because I'm right now adjusting your invoice so that it will go to the $249 rather than the $549. And then once I get that adjusted for you, then I'm going to go back and put a note in here for the technicians exactly where your good targeted areas would be. But what I put in based on what you just said was Davie, Weston, Coral Springs, and Miramar. And that's where we left off. So are you thinking of maybe...
Is it West Miramar? Like West? All West? Yeah. Like
West Miramar?
Mainly West Miramar, like West Pines, Weston, Davie, and West and Coral Springs.
Okay, I have that. Okay, good. I have Davie, Weston, Coral Springs, Miramar, West Miramar, and West Pine, correct?
Correct.
So let me put here.
Just West Miramar is what we really... Because
just, okay, so way. Eliminate Miramar. Okay, we'll do West Miramar.
Yeah, West Miramar.
That's smart, because then you'll get more bang for your buck out of that area. So I'll put clients are reducing ads to 100 once paid, target these areas only. Okay, yeah, that will help you a lot. Matter of fact, I'll send that technician over to that department or the note that I just put in over to that department once we do get the payment up to speed, and that way we'll get those ads running for you in those targeted areas. And then keep in mind, once the account does pay, you guys will have full access to the dashboard again. So we can have a follow-up call after that if you like, so I can show you how to go on the dashboard and see your results in real time. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that would be ideal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And in the meantime, I see a ton of, Aaron will probably attest to this, a ton of emails coming in showing that you're getting good reviews here and there. So that's awesome. Keep that going on your end, because that is also going to help you with not only a stronger conversion, but better placement. So, you know, whatever you're doing there in the reviews department, that's phenomenal. Keep that up, okay?
Okay, we definitely are trying our best to do that.
Yeah, I can tell. Did you ever get a copy of the review generator email? Because if not, I can send that to you also. I mean, it seems like you guys are doing great in that department, but I can send you an email that has your Google Business hyperlinked in it. That way you can just copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. Sometimes it's a simple way to do it.
Yeah, if you could go ahead and send it to me. I mean, we use something already, but it doesn't hurt, like, to have that as well.
Okay, so, and then we have Aaron's email on file. You have access to that, right? Aaron Legesi at AOL.com. Okay, good. So you guys are good to go. Let me just see one thing here with the billing, because the system will try to process it once daily, so it might automatically go through, you know, by next week at this time or something. But we're getting that it says generic decline. Do you think the bank sent you a different card, or is the American Express ending in 5120 still good and it's just low on funds? Because I don't know what that generic decline means.
Which one is it? What's the
5120.
5120. It may be kind of matched right now. I think that's what it is. It's not that it's not a 5120. I think it is a good card. It's just probably kind of a little
at
bit
its
over
limit
it now.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So I'll put a note in here that your ETA is probably next week, and if I don't hear from you, I'll probably follow up with you maybe like Wednesday or Friday next week, okay?
That would be perfect. That would be perfect.
Sounds good. Okay. And then in the meantime, if you have any questions on the emails that I sent you, you can call me. If not, we'll talk more next week. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. I enjoyed talking to both of you. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.